We'd like to thank the UH School of Hawaiian Studies for that beautiful opening ole. Aloha. Aloha and welcome to Hawaii. I'm Victoria Anderson.
And I'm Andrea Berez.
And we're the co-chairs of the Third International Conference on Language Documentation and Conservation. It gives us great pleasure to welcome you to the third ICLDC. We wish you an enjoyable, productive stay and hope you'll learn a lot of new things and make a lot of connections with both old and new colleagues. Allow me to give you a little history about the ICLDC. Since its inception in 2009, this conference has been the flagship conference of the field. It's become a forum for highlighting successes in language documentation, conservation, and revitalization, for working on problems together, and for creating collaborations and models for best practices. At the first ICLDC, whose theme was Supporting Small Languages Together, we had 311 attendees and presentations on 89 languages. The second iteration of the conference in 2011 focused on strategies for moving forward and featured 383 participants and presentations on 97 languages. We've grown again this year. Our current conference's theme, Sharing Worlds of Knowledge, takes us into multidisciplinary realms that are part of appropriate and valuable language documentation. This year we have over 400 participants and presentations on over 100 languages, and the momentum shows no signs of slowing. We have an exciting conference planned and hope you'll take advantage of the many events the conference has to offer. To talk more about the features of this third ICLDC, allow me to turn the podium over to my co-chair, who has been responsible for creating much of the program of events you'll find at this conference, Dr. Andrea Berez.
Thanks, Victoria. Thank you, but I really want to extend a very big thank you to all of you for taking the time to travel all the way to Honolulu to gather with us together to share your thoughts and your experiences with language documentation and conservation. So our conference this year showcases several new features, and I'll tell you about those now. First, this year's conference is a full day longer than the previous two conferences, and this is allowing us to offer a series of master classes that are sponsored by the National Science Foundation as part of the regular conference program. So let me take a few moments to explain the master classes to you. In keeping with our interdisciplinary theme this year, we have invited six experts who conduct field research on non-linguistic topics that we all encounter when we are working to document languages. And we've asked them to teach us in the field methods of their disciplines. As you know, these master classes are going to be included in your regular conference registration fee and will be held each afternoon from 3 to 5:30 p.m. At this time, I'm going to introduce the master class instructors and their topics now. And I'd like to ask all the instructors to please stand, but I'm going to ask the audience to please hold your applause until the end. Our master class teachers, who are also on faculty at UH Manoa, may not be here because they have other commitments. But I'd like to welcome Dr. Linda Barwick from the University of Sydney, who will be teaching a class on documenting ethnomusicology. I'd like to welcome Dr. Alex Gullick from the University of Hawaii at Manoa, who will be teaching a class on documenting kinship systems. I'd like to welcome also Dr. David Mark from the University at Buffalo, who will be teaching a class on ethnophysiogeography. And that's documenting categories of landscape features. Also, Dr. Will McClatchy from the Botanical Research Institute of Texas, who of course is also formerly from the University of Hawaii at Manoa, who will be teaching a class on folk taxonomy. Dr. Warren Nishimoto from the University of Hawaii at Manoa will be teaching us about documenting oral history. And Dr. Tamara Tickton from the University of Hawaii at Manoa, who will be teaching us about documenting ethnobotany. So please join me in welcoming our master class. Moments to read through the masterclass descriptions in your programs when you have a chance, and note that each class is going to be offered twice, and seating will be on a first-come, first-served basis. We'll also be hearing from two plenary speakers during this year's ICLDC. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Professor Nicholas Evans of the Australian National University, who will speak to us about language documentation and ethnobiology. And on Sunday, we will hear from Kalefa Bebeyan, who will be talking about the development of the Polynesian Voyaging Society here in Hawaii. I would also like to draw your attention to a series of talks that have been organized by our colleague Susan Penfield and sponsored by the National Science Foundation, which will highlight top examples of truly interdisciplinary language documentation projects. You'll find these, one talk in each series will be given each day directly before lunch in the Asia Room, so please look for these. Another new feature this year is our electronic poster session. So in addition to our regular poster sessions, the electronic poster session will be held on Friday. Here you'll have a chance to try out new language documentation software and take a look at some new websites, and also have some personal contact with the developers on site. As well, this year's conference is going to be interpreted into American Sign Language for the very first time. And we'd like to thank the very generous donations from the Dean's Office of the College of Languages, Linguistics, and Literature, and the Office of the Vice Chancellor of Research and Graduate Education. Friday's lunch this year will be the Linguistic Society of Hawaii's Fun Lunch, and this is going to have games and prizes, and it's being organized by our graduate students. And also, speaking of graduate students, there will also be a graduate student mixer in Chinatown on Friday night, Friday evening, in order to take advantage of Honolulu's first Friday art gallery event. So students, you can pick up a flyer about that if you're interested in coming. On Sunday following the conference, there will be an open meeting in the Center for Korean Studies, which is next door, by our friends from the Smithsonian Institute, who will be there to talk to us about the Recovering Voices project that we're working on together. And more information on this can be found in your program. And finally, of course, starting Monday morning, our colleagues at the University of Hawaii at Hilo will be hosting the Hilo Language Immersion Field Study, which is entitled Our Language Binds Us to Our Culture, and that will be held on the Big Island. We'd like to thank the members of the ICLDC Organizing Committee, as well as the Student Steering Committee, and the more than 60 student volunteers who you'll see around the conference wearing yellow volunteer t-shirts. So if you have any questions or need any help whatsoever during the conference, please feel free to flag down someone wearing a yellow volunteer t-shirt. You can see them around the room now, and they'll be happy to help you out. We'd like to congratulate the 7 winners of our travel scholarships for the top-ranked abstracts by graduate students and members of endangered language communities. These scholarships were sponsored by the National Science Foundation. And as I read these names, I'd like to ask each recipient to stand, but again, I'll ask the audience to hold your applause until the very end. So first is Diana Schakow of the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology. Joseph Brooks of the University of California at Santa Barbara. Lee Pratchett of Humboldt University in Berlin. Kevin Baecher of Simon Fraser University. Carver Joshi Shangbo, who's a member of the Nyarong Minyog language community in China. Tracy Cameron of the University of Sydney and the Gamilaroi community. And finally, Joseph Henderer and Marcus Smith of the San Manuel Band of Serrano Mission Indians. So congratulations to these scholarship recipients. Uh, I'd also like to say that in addition, our own graduate student, Tobias Bloyd, wrote an abstract that scored highly enough. It scored highly enough to receive a scholarship, but because he lives about 100 yards from where we're all sitting, he didn't qualify for the travel. So in just a few moments, we're going to be honored to hear some welcoming remarks from some of our top administrators at the university, college, and department level. But at first, I'd like to just acknowledge some of our sponsors who are all listed in your program. And so these are the National Science Foundation, the UH Manoa Department of Linguistics, the National Foreign Language Resource Center, the UH Manoa College of Languages, Linguistics, and Literature, the UH Manoa Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research and Graduate Education, the College of Hawaiian Knowledge at UH Hilo, the UH Endowment for the Humanities, and the Dai Ho Chun Endowment.
And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce Dr. Tom Apple, Chancellor of the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Dr. Apple. Dr. Apple received his doctorate in physical chemistry from the University of Delaware. Before assuming the chancellor's post at UH Manoa, Dr. Apple served as provost of the University of Delaware, where he was also dean of arts and sciences. Before that, he was provost and dean of graduate education at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in New York.
Thank you very much, Victoria. On behalf of the University of Hawaii at Manoa, I'm delighted to welcome you here to our campus. Aloha. We're delighted to host this third annual International Conference on Languages. I'm told that there are over 400 participants. That's quite remarkable, and unfortunately, it looks like we have about 390 seats. Your conference theme, sharing worlds of knowledge, is exactly what we do at UH Manoa. We're proud to be the flagship campus of a 10-campus system. We're on four of the islands of the UH system. The Big Island, as we call it, the island of Hawaii, Maui, here on Oahu, and also Kauai. We're the flagship campus, the major research campus, with about 20,000 undergraduate, graduate, and professional students. If you cross the street, and I hope you'll have a lot of time to spend on our campus, is 320 acres, what I think is the most beautiful campus in the world. If you walk around, what you'll hear is many, many languages being spoken. Students on their cell phones, you go into the campus center, you hear many different languages. We were humbled to be ranked the sixth most diverse campus in the United States by U.S. News and World Report. We're also a major research university doing close to $400 million per year in federal grant expenditures here on the campus. And recently we were ranked by the Academic Ranking of World Universities as in the top 150 of all universities. So we're very proud of ourselves. Needless to say, our College of Languages, Linguistics, and Literature plays a very important part in that, has one of our strongest graduate programs, and is a fundamental part of all the academics and research that we do. This college regularly teaches more than 25 languages, more than any other university in the United States. And we have the capacity to teach more and do so based upon demand. A story about this conference was on the front page of our campus newspaper. That was last Monday. And that acknowledges the significance that we place on language documentation and conservation, and how honored we are to have you here. So please, enjoy the conference. I hope you get to spend some time on our beautiful campus and time on our beautiful island, and come back again soon. Mahalo.
I would like to now welcome to the stage Dr. Brian Taylor, who is the Interim Vice Chancellor for Research and Graduate Education here at UHM. And he was previously the Dean of the School of Ocean and Earth Science Technology here at UH Manoa. And I'd just like to remind you that Dr. Taylor and his office are partial sponsors of the sign language interpretation at the conference.
So what does a marine geophysicist say to all of you linguists? Welcome, my fellow Australians. From your accents, I hear many of you are here. My work has been in the Western Pacific principally, and one of the places I've done a lot of work is in New Guinea, which is probably a subject that some of you attack, or an area that you attack from a different perspective. Mine was mainly offshore. But in the highlands and in the lowlands, of course, of New Guinea, I think there's more than 500 languages present, and it's an amazing place. And what's the impact on language to people? I have colleagues in Paris who, one is French and one is American. And in conversation with them, it's sort of like a Davis Cup tennis match, because he speaks French and she speaks English. French, English, French, English, French, English. This is they're married, right? This is how they talk at home. And I said to Paul, I said, how does that work? He said, well, the nuance of language is such, and our identity and our expression of self, we do best in our own language. We're both bilingual, but nevertheless, we're best in our own language. And that event, which was nearly 25 years ago, has lived with me ever since as sort of a definition. I mean, here's this couple, and they're speaking bilingually all the time. Just amazing. So I guess I would share with you that I get it. And I've worked in a place like New Guinea where it's really significant. So I welcome you here, and I'm amazed at the numbers and the intensity and the buzz and all of the extra people sitting around on the side that don't even fit. So have a great conference. Thank you very much.
And now I'm very pleased to welcome Dr. Kimi Kondo Brown, who is Associate Dean of the College of Languages, Linguistics, and Literature at UH Manoa, and Professor of Japanese in the Department of East Asian Languages and Literatures. Dr. Kondo Brown serves on two national editorial and advisory boards, one for the Journal of Language, Identity, and Education, and the other for the monograph series, Research in Second Language Learning. She's also a published author outside of academia.
Aloha and welcome. I'm very happy and honored to be here representing the College of Languages, Linguistics, and Literature. Unfortunately, the dean is out of town and could not join us today. First of all, I'd like to thank the conference organizers and many other volunteers who have worked very hard to make this important conference possible. I also would like to take this opportunity to thank Chancellor Apple and Vice Chancellor Taylor for your continued support for this conference. As you know, language documentation is a growing field that has evolved as a response to a growing concern over endangered languages all over the world. So your efforts to generate accurate databases of these languages are invaluable and necessary for the preservation and empowerment of minority language communities all over the world. They are also very important for the future development of linguistic theories. So for these reasons, we are very pleased that we support this particular conference, where linguists from all over the world can get together, share your knowledge, and develop new approaches and ideas and the project. The college is committed to supporting and advancing scholarship in the field of language documentation and conservation, especially in documenting underdocumented at-risk languages in Asia and the Pacific. We have clear responsibility to take a leadership role nationally and internationally in these efforts. We are proud that the Department of Linguistics in this college has a long history of innovative scholarship in the field, and we look forward to support their continued leadership and excellence in the future. In any case, it's very exciting to be here, and wish you a very productive and fun conference. Thank you.
To welcome Dr. J.D. Brown, who is the director of the National Foreign Language Resource Center, which we're very pleased to have here on campus. In addition to that position, Dr. Brown is also a professor in the Department of Second Language Studies, and he's spoken and taught courses in more than 30 countries over the years, and he has a very long list of publications in all kinds of topics related to second language studies, including curriculum design, research methods, program evaluation. Dr. Brown.
I was sitting here wondering where I fit in this august panel of administrators, important administrators at the University of Hawaii. And it occurred to me that one of the reasons as director of the NFLRC is that the National Foreign Language Resource Center brings millions of dollars to this campus. But let's not be that way about things. Since 1989, the NFLRC has helped teachers and learners of foreign languages from throughout the Pacific Rim with research projects, materials development projects, and such. Most generally focused on the less commonly taught languages of Asia and the Pacific. Probably more importantly, in 2006, the NFLRC supported and helped to organize a meeting of like-minded people who were interested in the topic that you're here to talk about. And in fact, we helped to organize the very first International Conference on Language Documentation and Conservation. And in fact, we've been supporting and helping to get the publication of the Language Documentation and Conservation Journal going and continuing, yeah? They're both obviously thriving enterprises at this point, and we take pride in being involved in all of that. Perhaps the most important contribution that we've made is Jim Yoshioka. Are you here, Jim? If you haven't met Jim, where are you, Jim? Oh, yeah. If you haven't met Jim, he's the clock that keeps this whole thing going. Yeah, he makes the rest of us look good. So the NFLRC takes great pride in our small role in the establishment of the language documentation and conservation movement here at the University of Hawaii and apparently throughout the world, yeah. We're also happy to welcome you here to the conference and to Hawaii, of course. So let me just end by saying mahalo and explaining that mahalo is the Hawaiian word for I live in Hawaii and you don't, haha.
And now I'm delighted to welcome Dr. Ken Ray. He's the chair of the Department of Linguistics at UH Manoa, a leading authority on languages of Micronesia. He was the founding editor of the journal Language Documentation and Conservation, and was the 2009 chair of the Linguistic Society of America's Committee on Endangered Languages and Their Preservation. He's faculty advisor to UHM's Student-Directed Language Documentation Training Center, and has been a driving force behind this conference series since its inception. Dr. Ray.
Aloha. Good morning. On behalf of the faculty, students, and staff of the Department of Linguistics, welcome to this very exciting and important conference. One of the things about being the last speaker is that much of what I wanted to say has already been said. So I'm going to repeat just a bit, but perhaps with a slightly different twist. So I want to begin with just a bit of history. In 2006, as J.D. Brown pointed out, a meeting was held in this building, as a matter of fact, that was attended by 28 linguists and language activists from 10 different universities representing 4 different countries. Many of those who participated in this meeting are in the audience today. The purpose of this meeting was to develop strategies to support the emerging field of language documentation and conservation, and to this end, we decided to emulate the activities of the Linguistic Society of America by creating a journal, a summer institute, and a conference. In the 3 years subsequent to that meeting, these plans were realized. In 2007, the first issue of the journal Language Documentation and Conservation was published. In 2008, the first summer institute, conceived and directed by Carol Giannetti, was conducted at UC Santa Barbara. And in 2009, the first international conference on language documentation and conservation was held here. I remember well that there was a lot of anxiety associated with that first conference. We didn't really know how many people were working in this area, and we didn't know if they'd want to come all this way to attend a meeting in Hawaii. I mean, after all, who'd want to come to Hawaii? This is now our third conference, and one that I think sets the stage for exciting new directions in our field. We need to recognize that we're not alone in this. We have many potential allies. I say this because it's increasingly clear that the basic forces causing the loss of linguistic and cultural diversity are, in many places, the same as those causing the loss of biological diversity. Consequently, I think it's useful to think of our efforts as being part of a larger effort to sustain our biocultural heritage. Determining how we can best document and conserve our biocultural heritage is, I believe, one of the most important intellectual initiatives of our time. Here at the University of Hawaii, we are expanding our activities in this area to involve students and faculty from across the campus, from the natural sciences, the social sciences, the humanities, the Hawaiian School of Knowledge, the law school, and more. What we have learned is that there are many among our ranks who are responding to the admonition of Jonas Salk, who said, "Our greatest responsibility is to be good ancestors." Thank you for being good ancestors. Enjoy the conference.
Okay, well, we'd like to offer our many thanks to the administrators from the university who took the time to be with us today. Really, truly, without your support and your vision for the mission of the university, we wouldn't be able to gather here today and do this very important work. So, a heartfelt thanks. Okay, at this point, we're ready to move into our first plenary presentation. After the talk, we'll have a few minutes for questions and comments, and then I'd like to ask you again to just stay seated for a few minutes because we're going to be making some, or having some housekeeping type announcements from Jim Yoshioka, and that'll happen just before the first regular talk session begins. So at this point, I'd like to invite to the stage Dr. Nick Teeberger, who will introduce our plenarist, Dr. Evans. Nick Teeberger is a former member of this department, an old friend of ours, and was in fact the chair of the very first ICLDC in 2009 that Dr. Ray just spoke about. He's also a longtime colleague of Professor Evans, so we thought he'd be the perfect person to introduce the first plenary speaker of the 2013 ICLDC. So Nick, I'll turn the podium over to you.